write the songs that make the whole world sing.
Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a music show featuring songs by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans, whether they live here or not. I'm your host, Carl Enbehalm. For the next hour, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Moskowitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew.
Sally, she's walking through the door. Always on the move, ain't never sitting still. 2 o'clock Sally ain't changing, never will. 2 o'clock Sally, she's waltzing through the door. The bars are all closed, ain't serving no more. 2 o'clock Sally, always at the same time. 2 o'clock Sally, always up for a good time. Working at the hotel, downtown job, she ain't doing too well. 2 o'clock Sally, she's waltzing through the door. The bars are all closed, they ain't serving no more. 2 o'clock Sally, always at the same time. 2 o'clock Sally, always up for a good time.
That was only 1 minute and 41 seconds, but a very sweet 1:41. Hi, everyone. This is Minnesota Homebrew, and I'm your host, Carl Enbehalm, your Euro-American host. I love to call myself that. One of these nights when I get time, I'm going to share you my DNA results from Ancestry.com. There's a little tie-in with my Euro-American status. Anyway, it's all music by members of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters, mnsongwriters.org, tonight here on MHB. And we started out with George Rothenberger. Now, George is a singer-songwriter from Minneapolis. He's performed in bands for many years with Jim Cadwell, whom we're also going to play tonight. And he's currently with a group called The Weasels, and the two have been co-written a boatload of songs. George says that he has copyrighted 27 of these songs, and he's released a studio CD of original tunes called South Side of Lonesome, from which this song 2 o'clock Sally comes. So we're gonna have just a great time tonight, and go on to our Facebook page and chat us up. We'll respond to you during the show. We are a show of our staff is only one. I do everything: pre-production, I review songs, I do the show, I do post-production, I do advertising for the show, I represent the show here and there, and in April I'm going to be at the REA here in Thief River Falls representing the Minnesota Association of Songwriters at an arts fair, so real excited about that. I'm even going to bring my guitar, but I didn't bring it tonight because I don't want to steal any time from these wonderful artists from the Minnesota Association of Songwriters, especially this next one. She is just, well, what can I say? She's a honey. Her name is Colleen Dillon, and her CD is called The One to Love Is You. And from that, we take this song. Here's Colleen Dillon with Droplets.
So grim. I'm listening at the end. The quiet is so oppressive. Hoping I am still your girl, but this world can be deceptive. Somewhere we try to connect in bits and drops and pieces.
Thank you, Colleen Dillon, so much for that fine tune titled Droplets. Well, up next, Andrew Spreck, another member of MAS, and he played for us, I believe it was, I'm actually not sure if it was last August or the August before. I think it was the August before at our Ampers booth at the State Fair, and we had a handful of members of MAS there, including that last lady, Colleen Dillon. But about Andrew, he digs deep into classic rock, folk rock, classic country, anything with soul and passion to deliver an inspiring blend of cover songs and original material in live performances, as well as through his two studio recordings, 2011's In the Distance and 2014's Devotion, from which we take this song. This one's titled Water Under the Bridge. And Andrew, we appreciate you. We appreciate your 25-plus years as a performing musician, and you can find him at Andrew Spreck, SPREK.com. He formerly was with a group called The Resistors, and from time to time we play something off of his 2001 CD titled 11, but we're going to go back to the Devotion CD. Here's Andrew Spreck with Water Under the Bridge.
Hey there, lonely boy, playing with that broken toy. Where did your mama go?
that soulful Andrew Spreck. I think Andrew lives up in the north suburbs of Minneapolis, maybe around that Forest Lake area. If I'm wrong, get online, go to our Facebook page, and tell me I'm wrong. Correct me. Anything I say wrong, correct me, please. I'm human. And while you're there, like us. I think we have, 400 and some likes. And it's pretty good, I suppose. Not as good as Justin Bieber, but pretty good for... We're into our sixth year now of doing this show every Thursday night. Isn't that something? Now, next week, I'm going to be pre-recorded. And that's because I do an open mic the second Thursday of every month down at TJ's Tavern in Oakley. And then I do another open mic the third Saturday of every month at Kezar Music in Thief River, although we're skipping April. No, this is March, isn't it? We're skipping March. March 1st. Oh, my gosh. That means in 2 days, March 3rd, what my dad always called the third day of the third month, is my brother Willie's 70th birthday. He hates birthdays, so I don't even know if I dare wish him happy birthday, but I will over the air here. We are live tonight, though, from KSRQ Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls, and if you are out of range, you'd have to listen to us at radionorthland.org. Well, up next, a man... originally from St. Louis. I suppose he's a Cardinal fan. I can forgive him for that. But he lives in Avon, Minnesota, where he operates Blind Owl Studios. He mentors many young artists. His name is Doug Milloway, and here's a song from his Just Me 2 CD. This one's titled The Bard. You're listening to Homebrew.
Well, there was a boy that understood the power of the song. He used the strings of life to see where he belonged. His words were few, but actions loud as he made his way. Time became his treasure chest, but it was stolen away one day. The beat he carried in his heart kept everything in line. His passion for helping others live was always on his mind. The gift of life was his goal in making water flow for other cultures and other people he might never know. Leo, Leo, it's been a while since you've been gone. Oh, Leo, Leo, your memory will always live on. Your memory will always live on. Well, he studied hard, he became the bard. He made it all come true. He had his life all measured out. He knew what he would do. He opened up his home to others to help him pay the bill. It was that choice that late one night made his heart go still. Well, we cannot plan for craziness and fear and downright hate. He may have known that it was wrong, but it seemed it was too late. And even though his life was short, it was full of what he loved. And now he watches over all of us from his view way above. Oh, Leo, Leo, it's been a while since you've been gone. Oh, Leo, Leo, memory will always live on. It's been a while since you've been gone. Oh, Leo, Leo, your memory will always live on. Your memory will always live on. When there was a boy that understood the power of this song.
Kind of ends like the Kenny Rogers song of the country. I can't think of it right now. Doug Billoway posted a picture on him there. He's got three of his proteges with him, Liz and Lisa and Kathy. Yes. I got to get down and I should really get down and play. They have a Avon has an arts thing every year, and I know I'm welcome to play there. I was just telling someone on Facebook, my good buddy Reeland Grove, Shady Grove, that he's my drummer in my band, the Rockin' Relics. And I was just telling him that I'm so out of practice right now on my guitar because I normally could go out and play 2 or 3 hours without having any notes in front of me. And I miss those days. I got to get back into practice. Practice, practice, practice. I think Gordon Lightfoot practices a half hour every morning, keeping those fingers limber. Well, who do we have next? Jeffrey, that's J-E-F-F-E-R-Y, Goodson, a singer-songwriter from St. Louis Park, Minnesota, and of course a member of MAS, or he wouldn't be on tonight's show. Jeff performs acoustic tunes about love and lost love, and his CD is titled Of the Same Name. From his liner notes, me introducing me is an awkward thing. I would much rather just sing and play and hear the music in my brain and my heart. I know I am my face and my smile. I am my voice and my walk. I am my wants and my needs. I am also these songs, the happy ones and the sad, the optimistic ones and the cynical, the ones that come from life and the fictional. I, we, they are all of the same name. Here's a tune titled Done by Jeffrey Goodson.
Come on, pick up, pick up, pick up.
Party at 555-000. Too bad for you. It's not available and the mailbox is full. Try again later, loser.
I found the note on the table that told me you're gone. You made it clear that you're able to carry on. You didn't even try to explain or accuse me of causing you pain. Just two words on a post-it: I'm done. Grab my guitar, 'cause I need someone to hold. Sitting here and bleeding alone in the cold. But my hands don't know what to play for a heart that's been thrown away. All I hear is an echo. I'm done. I'm done. Flashback to the day that we met. The sound of your laugh, hard to forget. Forever seems so natural, yet here I am and you. Done. Well, there's no tears in my eyes, no pain on my tongue, and no bitter goodbyes that wait to be sung. It's as if I was lost in the night, and all at once I just seen the light, and coming out of my blindness, I'm not so dumb. Oh, I'm done.
Send it and we'll play it. That's our motto here on Minnesota Homebrew. You can send high quality MP3s to minnesotahomebrew@gmail.com, or better yet, send us a CD, because you'll get better quality there, CD quality music. Or you can upload, upload WAVE files to our account on dropbox.com or box.com. Using our email address, minnesotahomebrew@gmail.com. And I'll tell you our address to send the CD to. Oh, better yet, I'll just put it on our website. That's a lot easier. Not website, but our Facebook page. Yeah, we get a little tip from Bob Muscovitz. He's down in Hackensack, Minnesota. Bob says if you are a friend of ours on Minnesota Homebrew, you can go to Community on the right-hand side, click on Invite Friends, and invite all of your friends to join us. We're stalled out at 412 Facebook likes. Well, and speaking of Bob, no better time than to play a song by that wonderful singer, songwriter, guitarist. Now, this one's called The Wind. And I don't think it's off of one of his two CDs. Bob, I have a CD called Pot of Gold, of course, which is available on CD Baby. Another one titled 13 Songs. I don't know if that was ever released or not. But this song, The Wind, is one of those many independent songs, single recordings that Bob sends us. And we appreciate it. And we really ask for more and more recordings. For instance, we got something from Steve Wolfe. Song he's singing, we're going to feature that on a up-and-coming show. I got it a little late to put it in tonight. And then, of course, next week we have our Twin Spin show, and we'll be featuring new artist Paul Durenberger from Mankato. So, wow, Paul has sent us three CDs, so we're going to have fun playing his music through the months, through the years, here on Minnesota Homebrew. Here's Bob with The Wind.
Where did it go? I felt it going by. A gust of wind blew by my face, and dust filled up my eye. I didn't see it, I heard the noise, that's all. It didn't stop to say hello, nor take the time to call. The wind is like the sands of time. It passes by each day, and every now and then it leaves some pebbles on its way. Sometimes it stops within a blink to take your breath away. You feel the wind blow by your face. You feel the wind blow by your face. You feel the wind blow by your face. Becoming yesterday. Where does it go after it is gone? Whether calm or stormy, leaving traces thereupon. Though I didn't see it, I felt it pass on by. Memories that fade away like silence from a cry. The wind is like the sands of time. It passes by each day, and every now and then it leaves some pebbles on its way. Sometimes it stops within a blink to take your breath away. You feel the wind blow by your face. Feel the wind blow by your face. You feel the wind blow by your face. Becoming yesterday. The wind is life, for so it seems. Without it, things move slow. The wind is like the human soul. I wonder where it goes. The wind has power all its own. Like spirit we can't see. I feel the wind that comes and goes and lives inside of me. It going by a gust or two, and then the calm from breathless to a sigh. I never saw it, I felt it as it passed. I tried to hold it in my hand, but then it was the past. The wind is like the sands of time, it passes by each day, and every now and then it leaves some pebbles on its way. Sometimes it stops within a blink to take your breath away. You feel the wind blow by your face. You feel the wind blow by your face. You feel the wind blow by your face. Becoming yesterday.
The Elusive Wind, Bob Moskowitz. Well, up next, we're going to do something by Kim and Steve Wolf, as long as we were just talking about them. And this one's sung by Steve, but they, as a group, have been performing, singing, and writing songs for the last umpteen years. Back in the late 70s and 80s, they played throughout southern Minnesota with the Claxton Walsh Band. These days, they write and record in their 16-track home studio in Eagan, Minnesota, home of my brother-in-law, Vernie, and perform as a husband-wife acoustic duo. Here's Steve singing Black and Blue.
Maybe my heart will be black and blue. show her my latest scar. Maybe my heart will be black for a little bit, but I won't be down for long. Something tells me I'll get over it. Maybe there'll be a hole in my life without you in it. Just as easily it could be filled.
Minnesota Homebrew, sharing news from the wonderful world of beer.
Well, our beer news for this evening is really close by home. It's 65 miles northwest of here in Hallock, Minnesota, where the refrigerated truck was invented. And we went up last Saturday, that would be Andy and me, to Revelation Ale Works in Hallock. It's a converted gas station, and they brew a staple line of the IPA, brown, cherry, sour, chocolate mixed, milk stout, blonde ale, Belgian wheat, all of those different kinds of beers. And we were up there the other day. I love sours, I'll admit that. I had a cherry sour. And then they talked me into trying a blueberry sour that was aged in a whiskey barrel. And there was a little whiskey taste there just to add a little dimension to it. I'm not a whiskey drinker, but... And I haven't drunk whiskey since probably 1972. If I drank one, that was probably it. But I could remember the taste. Very, very nice beer. They also have a nice blood orange wheat ale. They don't serve a lot of food, just frozen pizzas from Up North Pizza. But they have this really expensive pizza oven there that they bought specially to cook frozen pizzas. So they come out tasting like they were freshly made. And I had the opportunity of visiting with Mark and Brenda Evenson, whom I met probably 23 years ago here in Thief River and haven't seen in a good 15 or so years. They moved out to Oregon for 10, and then their sons got interested in craft beer drinking. In fact, they were drinking, making, and drinking too. And they were living in Bend, Oregon, where Deschutes Brewery is, and that's where they got the idea to start their own brewery. Their younger son, Josh, is the brewmaster, and their older son, Ryan, runs the operation, I think. I hope I'm on safe ground there. And they just do a wonderful job. And they were having their one-year anniversary. And so Andy had a couple flights, and I tried a couple of their offerings there. And just had a real good time. So get up there sometime. They're open 4 to 9, I believe, on Thursday through Saturday. Yeah, right in downtown Hallock. Well, up next, a lady that we're really fond of. She's from Winona, Minnesota. Her name is Ruby Nordby. She writes piano-based originals in the soft rock spectrum. Ruby says, "I don't fit into any specific genre. I like them all." She's recorded two CDs, Down on the Road from 2003 and In My Little Town from 2010. Here's Ruby Nordby on Minnesota Homebrew with a song titled Down the Road.
walk down the road.
Nordby. That nice song. Boy, it's a nice, I don't know where she had it recorded. I get a lot of nice recordings on this show, but that's just first class, that recording wherever she had it done. And a lot of studios out there, some real good ones, including John Kimball's studio in Oakley, Minnesota, where I recorded OJ's on the Loose. Played that at the last open mic. Didn't get much of a rise out of it, but I guess maybe that ship has sailed. OJ, you naughty boy. We mentioned we were going to do a song by Jim Cadwell. And we're going to do that right now. I'm going to see what I can find on Jim here. He's a member of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters. And speaking of MAS, their motto is, we are a volunteer member-supported organization. Our mission is to inspire, educate, and strengthen the songwriting and performance skills of our members through seminars, workshops, review meetings, showcases, and networking opportunities while encouraging collaboration and exploration of the creative process. Won't you consider joining mnsongwriters.org? I really don't have anything on Jim Cadwell. But I know where to find it. I'm going to go to the Minnesota Association of Songwriters page. I'm going to go to list of members. I'm going to scroll down to Cadwell. And it says he writes Americana music, which includes pop, bluegrass, folk, rock and roll, blues, country, and novelty genres. The last of those is a good description for this song. It's one of the coolest songs I've ever heard. It's titled Back of the Store. Here's Jim Cadwell. You're listening to Homebrew.
And I look back on my younger days as every old man must. I remember those stormy summer nights when my mind was full of lust. I couldn't shake those visions of Sandra Dee and Natalie Wood. Make my hormones scream. I'd sneak down to the market, creep in the side door. The clerk said, you'll find what you need at the back of the store. As I grew older and my passions would rise, I'd find some sweet thing to go along for the ride. And as we neared the height of our passion's peak, our security blanket had just sprung a leak. The pharmacy was near, so I wouldn't miss a score. The clerk said, you'll find what you need at the back of the store. Oh, yes, the back of the store is where they keep all the intimate things the neighbors won't see. Subtly purchased, bought on the sly. They're not the kinds of things you'd ask your mother to buy. Subtly purchased, bought on the sly. They're not the kinds of things you'd ask your mother to buy.
Going home. No way. where to roam. Settle down. Talking about the shepherd, heard he's got the truth. All you gotta do is wanna hear it. If you seek, you shall find. Going home, nowhere to roam. Settle down.
Listening to Minnesota Homebrew. That was Joe Bauer, member of Minnesota Settle Association down. Of Songwriters, with Settle Down. Pretty song, huh? You're listening, of course, to MHB, where we play no redone, revised, re-engineered, remixed, reconstituted, rehashed, re-recorded, regurgitated, or reimagined music. And a little about Joe Bauer. He works with a group called Creative Transition. He jokes that all the members are retired or close to it. They are Joe on guitar and vocal, Steve Holloway on guitar and backing vocal, and John Roberts on bass and backing vocal. Up next, a lady we're very fond of here. I heard her, it must be 7 years ago maybe, at the State Fair, and she's wonderful. Her name is Deborah Hadraba. She's a singer-songwriter, video blogger, cartoon blogger, artist, performance artist, philosopher, founding member of Braveheart Women, and also founded her own community, Honor Your Truth. She's produced 3 CDs, and from the last one, which was titled Even If, we take this song called The Monkey Inside. Deb often sends us postcards just to cheer us up here on Minnesota Homebrew. Here's Deborah Hadraba with The Monkey Inside.
I can act like I don't hear you, like I don't see you underneath. I can shut you out, try to shut you up. The more I fight to ignore you, you get in. I know you well. You know my past. You have my records up on the shelf, and I can listen, but I'm not playing them over. I'm not spinning them round and round and round and round in my head. I'll say hello and wave goodbye. I'm moving on, you know why. I can't remember when you first showed up. Maybe you had reasons long ago. Maybe I was afraid and you tried to protect me, keep me from too much disappointment. Don't be too powerful, don't be too beautiful. Don't be any less, or you won't be enough. Just do it perfectly. Do as I say to do, not as I do. I'm confused. Go away, go away. I'll say hello and I'll wave goodbye. I'm moving. You know why? I'll say hello and wave goodbye. I'm moving on. You know.
Usually when we play a song by Deb Rahadraba, it's a raucous tune, but that was really nice. Nice and contemplative. Well, we don't have much time left tonight. We want to again encourage you to listen every first Thursday to our All Minnesota Association of Songwriters program. And next week we're doing Twin Spins. The week after that we'll be doing kind of a assortment of whatever we find. And fourth Thursday we try to do something thematic, and then if there is a fifth Thursday, happens twice a year, we do zany music. Again, thanks for listening. Don't forget, whether it's beer or it's music, shoot for quality over quantity. We'll see you next week on Minnesota Homebrew, ending up this evening with Rochester's Tim Hildebrand, Boogie Woogie Cookin'. See you next week on Minnesota Homebrew.
Well, there's a cooking band down Savannah way. They got a recipe for boogie and they come to play. They start lining up every night about 9 o'clock. They get some boogie woogie cooking, thick and hot. Everybody's coming from miles around just to get a little taste when the sun goes down. The boys serve it up, the girls jitterbug, shag and bop. Boogie woogie, boogie woogie. They get some boogie woogie cooking.
some blues.